So I wanted to just briefly go over what we encountered this morning. The fact is that many times when we hear someone say, "Don't worry about it, it's all going to work out," it really does not help us to face the issue, the circumstance, the situation that we happen to be going through. The promise is if we don't have problems, we will. And the ultimatum was, if you don't take control, they will. The third thing that I believe God wants us to take home from this is the choice. The choice. That if you don't let your problems prove who you are, He will. Now, what I mean by that is this. If we choose to allow the problems to prove who we are, then God is able to work through us to bring out that character, that desired attribute that He is desiring to develop in our lives. Now remember, those attributes are never developed on the mountaintops of life. The mountaintops are where we enjoy life, where everything is going great. We don't have any worries. There are no storm clouds on the horizon. But it's in the valleys of life that He is able to direct us and to develop character in our lives. Because listen, He cannot give large assignments to people who have small characters. He can't give us a large assignment. He can't use us in extraordinary ways and work through us in great ways if we are people of small character. So, the choice is either we let the problems prove who we are or He will. Now, what I mean by that, by He will, He will then let us struggle and let us struggle and let us struggle and let us struggle. If we're not looking towards Him for help, if we're not looking towards Him for the resolve, if we're not trying to remain in Him, if we're not enjoying what He is doing and where He is taking us, if none of those things are happening and we're not learning anything, He will just let us continue to experience that same old problem. Like Dick Powell told me, "Craig, what are you learning? Have you learned what He wants you to learn?" And I said, "No." He says, "Well, as soon as you learn what it is He wants you to learn, the problem then will cease. Because He is doing something in your life, and unless you know what He is doing, how are you going to respond to Him properly?" The first thing is this: let your problems be opportunities. Let your problems be opportunities to prove your character. Why did God so choose to have Abraham sacrifice his son? The promise that God had made him some many years previously. Why would God want Abraham to do that? Did God not know what Abraham was going to do? Sure, God knew what Abraham was going to do. God knew what Abraham was struggling with. God knew the outcome before He ever told him to do that. What God wanted was for Abraham to learn that. That he would learn that God would supply and be his very provision. That's why He named the place Jehovah Jireh, God, my provider. He wanted Abraham to learn those things. Turn with me to James chapter 1, verse 12. James, the half-brother of Jesus, is writing to the people that have been scattered throughout all of the area. And this is what he says in verse 12. He said, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation." Endures temptation? For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Look also with me at James chapter 1 in the first four verses. Notice what he says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. That means different kinds of problems. Count it all joy? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The word endure comes from the Greek word hupomone. The word patience comes from the Greek word hupomone. Hupomone is a strange word. It means the ability to endure. It means that if you endure, there's going to be something great that comes out of this negative process. This negative problem that you're experiencing, this negative situation that you're going through, this negative circumstance, there's something good that's going to come from this. Hello? Hello, can I help you please? Oh, no. It's so embarrassing when mine does it, I can hardly believe what it is when yours does it. It gives me a little relief knowing that I'm normal and that it happens to other people besides me, because I've been up here preaching and my phone will ring. It's like, did they not know I'd be preaching on Sunday morning? Anyway, hupomone is a very unique word. It means that something good is going to come out of this bad situation, this bad circumstance. So, I've used the analogy before of the little oyster that's laying on the bottom of the sea. Now, oysters don't have legs, so they can't go different places. They're just washed to and fro by the current of the sea. And all they do is they open up and close like this, and as they're opening and closing like this, they're able to draw in plankton and water, and then as they push it back out, the water goes back out. So they're able to receive nutrients and nutrition simply by opening and closing their shell. Now, in the process of doing that, they're not really bothering anybody. They're really not disturbing their neighbor or causing problems. They're just laying there on the bottom of the sea, minding their own business, and in the process of doing this, a little piece of sand will come in and lodge near their tender flesh. And as they start to flex their little shell, it's very uncomfortable and it gets sore, so they have to continually, you know, it irritates them, so you know what they do? They, like many other Christians, they will get up and they'll leave that shell and they'll go to a different shell. Is that what they do when things go bad? No. No, what they do is they've got hupomone. They've got the ability to endure because something good is going to come out of this negative circumstance. So what do? Is they will slosh a little milky solution on this little piece of sand, and that makes the irritation go away and they feel a little bit better. And so they just continue to produce this little milky solution, and they slosh this little milky solution on that piece of sand long enough that pretty soon a pearl is made. And no more do they feel that irritation as they're laying there on the bottom of the seashore, but they continue to make that little milky substance. And they had the ability to make it all the time, but they never did it until they had that little piece of sand come into their life. They had the ability to make pearls, but they had to have a little pain. They had to have a little pain come into their life so that that beauty could be the result of that pain. They have the ability to endure. They have hupomone. And that's the word that James used. Happy and blessed is the man that has hupomone concerning temptations. Let patience have her perfect work. Let hupomone do its perfect work. Because when it does its perfect work, you will be perfected entire, wanting nothing. There have been things that have happened in my life, they've been negative things, that have brought positive things out of that. Things that were so negative that I thought, why would I ever want this to happen to me or anyone else? But something great came out of it. And so in life, I would have thought, I really wouldn't want this problem, but because this good thing happened, I'll accept this problem every time. Women know what that's like, giving birth. Women, as soon as the baby is placed on mama's tummy, they forget about all the pain. Amen? And they'd have another one just like this one. Matter of fact, there are some women that love little babies so much that whenever a little baby comes, they get this motherly instinct going on all the time. Right, Chrissy? My wife is the same way. Oh, look, it's a little baby. Look at the little feet, the little toes. They love it so much. So they have the ability to endure. There are three kinds of people, and I'm going to end. Three kinds of people. The three kinds of people are the middle of the roaders. The middle of the roaders are the ones that stand in the middle of the road, and they never take a side. They never seem to be wanting to take a stand on anything. So therefore, they are able to slip out of those problems pretty easily. There's another one, and that's the head in the Sanders group. Those are the ones that stick their head in the sands, and they believe that there really isn't a problem. This problem that we have going on really isn't a problem. Do you see a problem? I don't see a problem. And so they pretend that there aren't any problems. So therefore, they are able to get out of those. The third group are the fist in the facers. Those are the ones that show me a problem, I'll fix it. Come on, show me a problem, I'll fix it. I'll take care of the problem. You got a problem? I'll take care of the problem. They are confrontational. Those individuals really don't work. They don't have the hupomone. See, God is wanting someone that can embrace the problem and then realize what God is doing and start to enjoy the journey that God is taking them on. When I surrendered to preach, I didn't have a job. And Kathy told me to go back to work. You know, what are you going to do? Sit out there on the sidewalk and wait for God to bring a job to you or bring a church to you? No. But the great thing was God provided for our every need. Even though we had some trying times, when we saw a problem, we started to look at it as, what is God going to do with this? How is God going to work through this? That's what God's wanting in each and every one of our lives. That way, when we are looking at problems as opportunities to get to know God better, to go places we've never been before, it actually helps us to realize that everything will work out. That it will work out. That all we need to do is be patient and be individuals that are willing to be used, willing to be groomed, willing to be led by Almighty God. Then when we see a problem, we can truly say, I wonder what God wants to do with this one. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you. We thank you that You help us to be the people that you've called us to be. We pray a special blessing on each one that is here. We pray, Father, that this week you will allow us the privilege of experiencing you in new ways that we've never known before. That means, Lord, that we might face some problems that we've never seen before. And Lord, we need your help through all of this. So Lord God, we pray that you will continue to guide and direct in this coming week, as only you can do, and we give you the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.